big takeaways are that, not surprising, commercial trucks and oversized trucks have more damage cost associated with them than revenues. So there is a loss there. There is a deficit.
So when you say that there's a deficit, generally that means that the state is losing money there.
Yes. But if we look at passenger vehicles, they still bring in a lot of revenue as well.
Okay.
The other cost that we looked at in the study was congestion costs as well. Now, that is not a cost that is borne by the state. That's a user cost. So when we talk about congestion costs, that's the cost of delay to the driver, the fuel cost, the out-of-pocket. So while not a state cost, it's still a very big cost that is out there. And so a lot of those remaining revenues that we associated with passenger vehicles, they do get used to help alleviate congestion in the state as well.
And you also looked at pavement and bridge conditions separately or as one of the sub areas in addition to traffic congestion. What did you find there?
Yes, and that was where the deficit for the trucks came in. We found that commercial trucks and oversized overweight trucks do about $2.2 billion in consumption cost. That's the term that's used. And consumption cost is typically how we describe the cost to repair the damage, the maintenance cost and the construction cost that's associated with the damage from these vehicles.